From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting.
These brave
Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for a third day on Saturday, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protest across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab Muslim world. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria, before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq says it is now going to turn to attention to rebuilding many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who were displaced. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he decided not to attend the opening Saturday of a civil rights museum in Mississippi because President Donald Trump was scheduled to be there. Lewis, who is 77 years old, worked with Martin Luther King Jr. He was a civil rights icon in the initial establishment of civil rights. He led the civil rights march in Selma and spoke at the march in Washington in 1963. For the last 21 years, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. He was scheduled to be one of the main speakers on Saturday, but again, he bowed out in protest for Donald Trump's presence there. This is VOA News. UN political affairs chief expressed willingness to ease tension with the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week. We get more from VOA's, or actually from Samana Feldman.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political affairs chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work jointly to reduce terrorism on the frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists were using Nigerian territory as a training ground. Muki Edwin Kindiseka reports.
Cameroon Communication Minister and Government Spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage about the attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers died and more than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Council members met in a closed session Friday afternoon to discuss the attack after holding a moment of silence in tribute to the victims. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California in the United States, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying and dumping water and also fire retardant to slow and spread of six large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. In particular, Santa Barbara County, about 370 kilometers to the north, has been hard hit. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.